This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Wednesday. So we're going to do a couple different things this hour. I'm going to try to get to all this. Here's what I know is coming. In a couple minutes, actually in about a minute, I'm going to talk about what Chuck Grassley said today. He did a press conference an hour ago, and I'm going to play a little bit of it for you about this Operation Arctic Frost, this FBI investigation. A half hour from now, Julie Kelly, who's been digging into this, she's going to join us and talk about it, all right? I hope to get to emails. I'm also going to discuss, which I teased a little bit, why Democrats are unusually undisciplined when it comes to the messaging around the shutdown. They can't seem to get their ducks in a row. We will discuss all those things. Before we get to any of that, let's talk a little bit of Arctic Frost, okay? So maybe I know we have a bunch of new listeners of the show, especially given recent events and the show's picking up, and we're very blessed. I get that. So let me say something that longtime listeners will have heard me say many times before. Secret police agencies and nations. Secret police agencies are responsible for the vast majority of atrocities in history. In history. When there is a secret government police agency and it turns evil, and it is turned evil, those are the organizations that kill people en masse. Yeah, after Stalin took power, there's not a record of Joseph Stalin killing a single person. The NKVD, that was before the KGB, the NKVD did. Adolf Hitler didn't kill a single person after he took power. The secret police did. Mao, and Mao loved killing. Mao didn't kill, according to our records, a single person after he took power. His secret police did. Over and over and over and over again, when you have a secret police agency with authority, because remember, it's authority. When they have authority, that it's real power, and they turn evil, that's when the worst human rights abuses happen throughout history. The Federal Bureau of Investigation cannot be saved, should not be saved. I know, we got new leadership, and obviously, you know, I love Dan Bongino. I'm friends with him. The FBI cannot be salvaged. And what's more, the FBI should not be salvaged. To do one of any of the horrible things they've done, one of those things should have resulted in potentially the end of the agency. Now, I'm going to play something for you. I want you to listen to Senator Chuck Grassley. This is from the press conference an hour ago.
I've recently been informed by Verizon that at least 11 members with Verizon accounts were affected. That includes a hard line for Senator Cruz's office and a staffer's cell phone for former Senator Loeffler. AT&T informed me they challenged the legal basis for Jack Smith's efforts, and Smith backed down.
The Federal Bureau, let me update you on what he's talking about. The Federal Bureau of Investigation took all these senators who were talking to Donald Trump, which of course you would talk to Donald Trump in the wake of the 2020 election. They not only tapped Ted Cruz's landline, they tracked every single number these people were talking to, text messaging with, and I had Senator Marsha Blackburn, she was one of them, I had her tell me this today, the FBI also tracked her location during these conversations. But there's more. There were hundreds of others. People just like you, just like me, activists on the right. The FBI unleashed its fury on these people. The FBI, having been filled up with committed communists, started what essentially amounts to an illegal phishing operation for anyone on the right, tapping everything they could get their hands on, looking for crimes. They didn't even know that crimes had been committed. We're not talking about hey, this guy's a heroin dealer. We know it. Let's catch him in the act. It was these people are Republicans. These people are our political opponents. Tap their phones. Find out where they're at. Track them down. This organization cannot be saved. I understand that they have to now, that they have to go out all the time and brag about all the criminals they're arresting, and we got this. I got all that. We apparently are at a place in the United States of America where we no longer have the firewalls we should have that stop the FBI from doing these things. Because remember, this all came from the special counsel. This was signed off by judges. And we're not just talking about people like you or people like me, people without political power. These people, this is Chuck Grassley. He's standing up. He's giving a press conference. He's a United States Senator on the Senate Judiciary Committee. The FBI exists under the oversight of the Senate Judiciary Committee. And they didn't hesitate.
I've recently been informed by Verizon that at least 11 members with Verizon accounts were affected. That includes a hardline for Senator Cruz's office and a staffer's cell phone for former Senator Loeffler. AT&T informed me they challenged the legal basis for Jack Smith's efforts. And Smith backed down.
What does that tell you? Oh, I know there have been some people fired, but what does it tell you? Well, we had this talk the other night about how we need to be purposeful right now about preparing for a counterattack, meaning the next time the communists take power, the next time Democrats win the White House, and there will be a next time, they will do worse than they did last time. The only lesson Democrats took from their election loss was they didn't do it hard enough. They weren't mean enough. They don't think they did anything wrong. Next time, look, this time it was wiretapping senators' cell phones. Next time I'm going to jail. Guarantee it. You may be with me. Next time, they're not going to take chances. They're not going to play games. You think they rounded up 1,000 January Sixers last time? It'll be 10, 20,000 of us the next time. It'll include elected officials. These communists are going to go nuts. We cannot have an FBI sitting there for them to use next time. I'm not hopeful that this is going to happen. No one is even talking about it. Even all these senators who are angry, they're not saying it. But I will tell you, they are angry. Marsha Blackburn is as angry as I have ever heard her in my entire life, as you can imagine. A sitting United States Senator that has the FBI run an op against her for the crime of talking to Donald Trump. At least they're angry. But we have to break the FBI into 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the winds. It just can't exist anymore. Because now it obviously is not, it's not something with any guardrails on it. You don't live in some third world African dump. You live in the United States of America, a country where there should be constitutional legal firewalls that prevent the FBI from going nuts. Okay, that's the world we want. That's the world we think we should have. That's not the world we live in. Those safeguards very clearly do not exist. We have to end the Federal Bureau of Investigation. As JFK once said about the CIA, break it into 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the winds. Cannot be salvaged. We cannot have a secret police agency that operates in this way. This is bonkers. Bonkers. This is the worst law enforcement scandal in the history of the United States of America. It's taking place right now. I know we're supposed to all be talking about the poor EBT people and their welfare checks. How am I going to get Fruit Loops? No, I'm interested in the secret state police agency, the Cheka, that can end the country and end your life and my life. It's a big deal. We'll do a couple emails before we talk to Julie Kelly about this more. Next. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So again, just before I get to the emails, I'm going to again play briefly. This is only a small part of it. Chuck Grassley on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Revealing things that took place under Operation Arctic Frost, tapping Ted Cruz's landline.
I've recently been informed by Verizon that at least 11 members with Verizon accounts were affected. That includes a hardline for Senator Cruz's office and a staffer's cell phone for former Senator Loeffler.
And I thought it would be helpful to remind you that while this was happening, while this was taking place, Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, this was him with Christopher Wray. Chris, that's enough. That's enough, Chris. This was Lindsey Graham with Christopher Wray.
If the committee decided to, say, increase by $100 million your budget, could you spend it wisely?
I can assure you that any money that this committee thinks
good
sees fit, I promise it'll be good to
use. I believe you. What I want the American people to know is that the budget request for the FBI is below inflation. Do you agree with that?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you very well.
The budget request for the FBI is below inflation.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. After listening to you, and everything you say is legitimate concern, you have a lot to do. Do you think the committee should look at increasing your budget?
What we really need are more resources, more than anything
else. Well, count me in for more resources to help you deal with this threat as well as other threats.
While Christopher Wray's FBI was tearing apart the freedoms of American citizens, including United States Senators, Lindsey Graham was openly campaigning to give him more money, and Donald Trump just endorsed him. Hey, Jesse, how can we find out if Hunter was selling pardons? Looking at his overall behavior and money, I bet you $1,000 he was. Well, the Bidens sold everything. The Biden family... They're not committed communists like Obama was. Not at all. Not at all. Not true believers. The Bidens, from early on in Joe Biden's career, they just used politics for money in the most brazen ways possible because they never serving the country, serving their congressional district or whatever state he's senator from. These thoughts never entered the minds of the Bidens. It was all just about making money. His entire family. Remember the stories we would get when they finally started looking into him, how many LLCs the Biden family had? Well, what family has multiple LLCs? Who does? Nobody does that unless you're washing money, of course. They've been selling everything. Of course they probably sold pardons. They sold everything. Look, I like to know the truth about things. I'm sure you like to know the truth about things. I don't want to be naive. You don't want to be naive. I'm not sure my blood pressure can handle finding out all the things the Biden family has sold during Joe Biden's time in office. Remember what we know or suspect. I shouldn't say no. A lot of these things we just have to suspect because no one looks into them. Think about all the things we suspect already. Now, realize that's just what we've seen. What haven't we seen? I'll continue to come back to this. I bring it up all the time because it was considered a small story, but it was so indicative of what we potentially had in the White House. There was a Chinese spy balloon. These spy balloons obviously fly really high, and they detected it off the coast of Alaska. That would be the Pacific Ocean. They detected this balloon. They told the Biden administration about it. Hey, there's a spy balloon. The balloon began traversing not only the United States of America, it stopped over all the military bases it came across and did figure eights over the military bases, gathering, we don't know what kind of intelligence, whether it was communications, they can do that, whether it was simple pick, but obviously spying on our military bases. The Biden administration was asked, "What? Why aren't you shooting it down? We have a million ways to safely take something like that down." They refused to allow it to be shot down until it got to the Atlantic. Which begs the question, why? Did the Biden administration, did Joe Biden himself, which of course means Hunter or Jill, did they not feel like they were allowed to shoot down the Chinese spy balloon? Did a phone call get made? You know, a meet with a guy who meets with a guy. Hey, Joe, that spy balloon needs to go all the way to the Atlantic. If it doesn't go, hey, Hunter Biden came and paid us a visit 6 months ago. You wouldn't believe the video we have on the things Hunter was doing. All this stuff goes to the Washington Post tomorrow if that Chinese spy balloon doesn't make it all the way to the Atlantic. I don't know if that conversation took place, but if some version of that conversation didn't take place, what's the explanation for allowing a spy balloon to traverse the entire country and gather information on your military bases? The Biden family sold out the whole country. They've always been that, just a scumbag family. Horrible. Anyway, let's talk more about Arctic Frost with Julie Kelly in a moment. Before we get to Julie Kelly, let's play another little bit of this, shall we?
I've recently been informed by Verizon that at least 11 members with Verizon accounts were affected.
Verizon got a knock on the door, an illegal knock on the door from the FBI asking for personal information, the same way they did to those poor January Sixers, and they handed it over. They handed it over. These big mobile companies are freaking soulless, man. It's not just that they're bad. They're evil. They're our enemies. They consider you to be an enemy. Do you pay your enemy every month for cell phone service? You don't have to do that. Not with Pure Talk. Not now that we have Pure Talk, you don't have to do that. Pure Talk hires Americans. They don't sell out Americans. They're too busy handing out rescue dogs to veterans with PTSD. You want to pay less? Same towers. Pay less. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday, a hump day. And joining me now is my friend, though we are not related, Julie Kelly. Her Substack, Declassified, as you well know, is basically appointment reading. Julie, I'm going to give you the reins of the show here for a bit because this Arctic Frost stuff has people a bit confused. The media is not talking about it. So what happened?
I mean, it's amazing, Jesse. Uh-huh. And it's a little bit frustrating, I have to say, because I've been on your show, this radio show, your TV show, talking about Jack Smith and his pursuit of the president in Florida in the documents case, Washington, the J6 case. We've also talked about the DOJ and FBI. This is Joe Biden's DOJ, Chris Wray's FBI, their abusive tactics in hunting down hundreds of American citizens who protested at the Capitol on January 6th. Now, all of a sudden, we are starting to get the full depth of Jack Smith's depravity in his pursuit of not just President Trump, everyone around him, and key figures and organizations in the MAGA movement. So I know you and I are happy to see this treachery of this dirty prosecutor, Jack Smith, and his whole team of thugs finally come to light. It's delayed. It's late, but, you know, better late than never. The question is now, Jesse, what's going to be done about it?
Yeah, that is the ultimate question. We will get to that question in a few. First, let's focus on, we'll get to the other political figures in a moment, the politicians themselves. It's not a small thing when you're reaching out to Verizon to get the phone records of Senator Marsha Blackburn and others. This is a major deal. What did they do? How in the world did they justify it? We're supposed to have laws that stop the FBI from doing this stuff.
Well, we have laws, and there's also a constitutional question of protections for lawmakers under the speech or debate clause. So not only did Jack Smith, and of course the DOJ before he was appointed, I do want to clarify one thing. You see a lot of the blame going to Jack Smith, mm-hmm. and that's fine, but he was appointed in November of 2022. This baby belongs to Merrick Garland and Lisa Monaco, Joe Biden, and of course Christopher Wray. So they had the reins of this investigation for almost 2 years before Jack Smith took it over. But Jesse, this is a very good question that you just raised. These corporations also need to be held accountable. My understanding is the only company that fought a subpoena for the records of Senator Ted Cruz was AT&T. They were the only ones who fought the subpoena. Why did these cell phone companies, why did banking institutions work hand in glove with the DOJ and FBI to turn over these records without substantial court fight in litigation? So that is something that these companies are going to have to answer for as well, because as we said, they not only did this to the president, they not only did this to now Republican lawmakers, including top senators in Washington, but they did this to average Americans as well for attending the protest on January 6th. So these companies need to, we need answers from these companies as well.
Again, speaking with Julie Kelly, Declassified is her Substack, where you can get all the juicy stuff on this stuff. Okay, Julie, setting the senators aside, because let's be frank, it's going to be hard for normal people to feel much sympathy for senators, no matter which party they're from. Other leaders in our industry, though, were also surveilled by the Stasi. What happened? Who'd they go after?
Well, I'm just catching up. Senator Grassley had a press conference this afternoon with these senators, some of whom were targeted. And so I'm just sort of catching up now. But of course, Turning Point USA, we know from other records that have been released, of course, Charlie Kirk's organization that he founded, they were targeted. Other Republican organizations, I know from following Jack Smith in this case that they were trying to go after the president's PACs. They were trying to go after the RNC. So they were going after any of these organizations that supported the president. So we're just sort of getting all of that information now. My understanding is there's going to be another huge document dump soon that will shed even more light on how Jack Smith and his team pursue these organizations. But it is a sprawling investigation that involved numerous FBI field offices. This was not just something run on special counsel's office with Jack Smith and a handful of prosecutors and investigators. This reached almost every field office. We saw this ridiculous email from an FBI agent in Seattle who made all these accusations about Ed Corrigan, who's a longtime leader in the conservative movement at the Conservative Partnership Institute. You probably know him as well, accusing him of being a Putin asset and that he needed to be investigated. I mean, aside from these people just being dirty and corrupt, they're crazy, too. And it's terrifying to see not just who led this crusade, this rampage against the president and everyone around him, but low-level agents, investigators at the FBI who also helped pursue that. And this, Jesse, is something you and I have talked about. After these discoveries, is the FBI truly salvageable? I really think this is a question that the president has to confront, and DOJ and FBI new leadership, because it's hard to see, even with a lot of firings, that the institutional rot of the FBI is going to be fixed on a permanent basis in a way that we can ever trust what's happening there again.
Julie, how could it possibly be salvageable? And to be frank, even if it is, let's put the smiliest face on it we can. Let's say we can clean out all the gunk and whatnot. If an organization, any organization, commits acts this brazenly criminal and treasonous, that organization should cease to exist just on principle. Why even bother trying to save it?
It's hard to argue with you on this. And I mean, again, you and I have talked about this for years. And quite honestly, Jesse, we were told that was going to be part of the agenda of the Trump presidency, was dismantling the FBI. And I mean, I've been as patient as possible. I trust the new leadership there. But look, and this is not just about what we know about Arctic Frost or January 6th. They were spying on parents protesting at school boards. They were spying on pro-lifers. They were rounding up pro-life advocates in their women in their 70s and arresting them. I mean, these are people who beat down the door of American homes with battering rams and armed agents pointing rifles, pointing weapons at elderly women and children to arrest someone on nonviolent charges for January 6th. So you're right. I mean, this is so much bigger than just what we're learning about Arctic Frost and Jack Smith. This has been years, of course, dating back to Crossfire Hurricane, but accelerated under the Joe Biden regime, Merrick Garland, Lisa Monaco, Chris Wray, Matthew Graves, the D.C. U.S. attorney, all of them. There are thousands of people who were participated in this. And so you're right. We really have to confront this question now. Is that bureau worth saving? Can it be saved? And I think the question now is no.
Julie, does anybody, final question for me, does anybody who currently or formerly had an FBI badge, does anybody go to prison?
I don't know. I don't see how you can. I mean, I posted today, Jesse, people can look Julie_Kelly2 on X, what they did to Harrison Floyd, who is a decorated Marine with multiple tours of duty in Iraq, who was basically accosted by two FBI agents, including Walter Giardina, who has his dirty fingerprints all over all of these cases, and harassed him in front of his daughter. He wasn't accused of anything violent. He was one of the president's election coordinators in Georgia, who was later wrapped up in the Fannie Willis. At one point, the confrontation got so heated, Walt Giardina put his hand on his rifle, on his handgun, he was going to take aim at a completely innocent man. So that has to violate some sort of law that they were involved in this rampage in tormenting American citizens. This is Stasi level stuff. So people have to be held in handcuffs. You're absolutely right. As this agency starts to be dismantled, because this cannot stand.
Thank you, Julie. You are the best. Julie Kelly, Declassified is her Substack. I appreciate you very much. Look, this is why people make preparations. Because even when things are going well, you look around and you think to yourself, wow, our government's still freaking evil. Do you have gold in your physical possession, by the way? I know gold. I know it keeps hitting record highs. So whenever you look into gold, you think, okay, great, I can buy an ounce. Buy an ounce, if that's what you can get. Get a hold of Gold Co. They will send it to your front door. It's all anonymous. Nobody will ever know, and you don't want to tell anybody, by the way. Get a hold of Gold Co. They will get gold in your retirement. They will send gold or silver to your front door. You might even qualify for thousands of dollars in free bonus silver, not some gimmicky thing. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau for a reason. Call 855-817-GOLD. Make preparations as if your government's evil. Or go to jessielikesgold.com. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Now, I mentioned this. We're going to get to Bill Gates in a few. That might even have to get to next hour. But I mentioned earlier that Democrats are really struggling with the messaging on the shutdown. And that's not normally, that's not a conversation you and I have had very many times. Democrats struggling with messaging. They're communists. Communists never struggle with messaging. They go to the hive mind. The hive mind uploads their newest programming. They all carry out the exact same words to the masses. What's different now? Why are they all over the map? Well, we need it. We need leverage. It's Republicans' fault. Wait, well, hold on. Wait. They're all over the map right now. Why? Well, leadership matters. That's the truth. Leadership in all walks of life is really, really, really important. It's football season right now. How many times have you seen a college team or a pro team just kind of be horrible one year? Fire the coach. Bring in some hotshot coach. Boom, playoffs. Well, it's like the same players. Ha! Leadership matters a lot. We do not appreciate just how important Nancy Pelosi was for the last 20 years plus of Democrats in Washington, D.C. Now, I know you're thinking, well, Grandma Vodka's still around. Not really. This is what she's left with now.
You saw a march that was not political. And the value of it was that it wasn't political. No King's Day. It was spontaneous, organic, but everybody was there.
She's even rolling out a brand new Southern accent, probably after some Southern comfort.
You're people of faith. You go to church on Sunday and pray in church on Sunday and pray on people the rest of the week. What is this? What is this?
Nancy Pelosi's gone. Nancy Pelosi isn't leading anything anymore. The reason Democrats couldn't settle on one message for the shutdown is Grandma Vodka is old and washed up, and she can't gather the whole caucus together and bang all their heads together like she used to and say, hey, you stupid idiots, this is the freaking talking point. If I hear one person get out of line on this talking point, I will have you off your committee. I will fundraise against you. I'll have you primaried out of here. No, you little communists, sit down. No one wants to hear from you. Sit down and shut your friggin' mouth. These are the talking points. These are the ones we're sticking with. If we all stay united on this, then we'll be just fine. That was Nancy Pelosi 10 years ago. Oh, the word around D.C. is that's exactly how she handled things, too. No. I will break you. You shut your mouth and you do exactly as you're told. And it was so effective for so long. Now we get this.
Shut up.
Gone. It's good for us. This is part of the reason. Their leadership vacuum is part of the reason we're making gains right now. Something to feel good about. Something makes me sleep better at night. Well, that and Cozy Earth. Do you get hot at night? I do. I'm a hot sleeper. And I have the worst PTSD about waking up sweating because we always did that in Iraq and Thailand and places like that. I hate it. Now, when I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm hot, it just sucks. You know that these bamboo sheets from Cozy Earth, they're like these silky, stretchy things, but they breathe. I never wake up sweating anymore. Did you know they have a 100-night sleep trial? Cozy Earth is practically daring you to send them back. No. You try them. 100 nights. No, take your time. Yeah. 10-year warranty. Did you know all the Cozy Earth gloriousness? Huge Black Friday sale on it right now. When you stack the promo code Jesse on it, when you go to CozyEarth.com, promo code Jesse, up to 40% off. If you don't come out of this with a robe, you're cheating yourself. A robe and some sheets. Be a robe girl. Be a robe guy. CozyEarth.com, promo code Jesse. Hey, Jesse, if it's okay for them to have a No Kings protest, does it mean it's okay for us to have a No Queens protest? We don't do protests well because protests are rarely organic. You know, Grandma Vodka was lying.
You saw a march that was not political. And the value of it was that it wasn't political. No King's Day. It was spontaneous, organic, but everybody was there.
Human beings are selfish. all of us. We all have that inside of us. We try not to be, but we have that inside of us. We're self-centered. We care about ourselves. That means it's hard to get a bunch of people out into the streets to protest something unless, A, it's professional, organized, and paid, or B, I am personally hurting about something. I am personally suffering from this, and my neighbor is too, and his neighbor is too. Therefore, we're taking it to the streets. The right has never been great about political protesting, and that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing, because we don't fake it. If you ever see us in the streets, ever, we are genuinely angry about something. The only time that I can really remember was the Tea Party protests during Obama, when we elected a communist and we watched him start tearing this country apart, and the right very quickly realized, oh my gosh, we are in serious, serious trouble. That's one of the only times I can remember, and that's a good point, Chris. And it was relatively small. You know why it feels big? Because we never do it. As soon as we gathered 1,000 people here or 2,000 people there, and we thought, wow, look at the masses of people in the streets. It's not what we do. All these political protests from the communists are paid for and organized. Even the miserable Democrats, they don't want to go out in the streets either. They want to sit at home and collect their welfare checks, which they won't be doing come Saturday. I'm still laughing about this. It's so great.
Without the government support, I cannot stay maybe a month or 2 months.
Pima County Chairman Rex Scott told
that's a refugee from Iraq. Hey, unless you pay for his food, he can't stay here anymore. Oh, dang. Man, no, don't go. Oh, are you going to leave? Man, that's too bad. We will miss you. I am sure you have been such a contributor to our country. I'm sure you've really helped the fabric of this place a lot. Probably made people's lives better. Definitely haven't been here just leeching off of everybody. Speaking of leeching off of everybody, Bill Gates is in the news, and you shouldn't trust it. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.